Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, you're going to hear from Kyle James, VP of Sales at Zentap. Kyle was the first sales hire and founding team member of Zentap. Now, Zentap is a SaaS product, aka white glove service, and their service automatically creates massive amounts of meaningful and impactful content marketing material while simultaneously running effective campaigns for individuals in the real estate industry. So Zentap, with the help of Kyle and the founding team, is an insane success story. Kyle scaled the business to $5 million in revenue through no tech and pure cold calling in year one. The company has grown to 50 employees, 30 of them being sales, under the leadership of Kyle in 2 years. Today, we're going to speak about some of the lessons that Kyle has learned and deployed building a sales team from the ground up. So how do you hire? Do you structure inside sales team, outside sales team, account executives, ISRs, SDRs, BDRs, all these sales terms? What did Kyle do to build out this effective sales team? And then what type of KPIs did he set for the sales team so that they were successful without any sort of bias?
Yeah, so it's inside sales, and basically it depends on what time period. So I'll just stick to right now to what we're doing now. Now we're bringing on people, starting them as an SDR for a month, and then they will all, if they meet their KPIs, will transform into an AE. And the AEs are charged, it's an acquisition-based role, right? So they're charged with getting the month-to-month deal in the door. Once the credit card is on file and they've agreed to pay and, you know, the basic data and information is there, they transfer the call over to an account manager. Okay. The account manager verifies all the information on the file, will inform the client about the annual or semi-annual upsells that we have available at any given time, and then continue to kind of keep an eye on their account. And then our client success division kind of takes the ball from there and really, you know, works with the client to make sure that they're adopting software, that everything's according to plan. And also it helps to identify clients that are starting to consider other services that we have in that we're offering at the time, or just upgrading to an annual service.
I keep sort of doubling down on these like from the ground up questions, because it's very cool. And like, not everybody has the opportunity to speak to somebody who was part of a high growth startup success story, you know, from the very beginning. So I'm going to keep asking these questions because I think it's very cool. Understand like your thought process as you sort of built out this team, because you've seen success. That's why, really. So when you mapped out these KPIs, you know, you have KPIs developed for all these different departments. How have you mapped out the KPIs so that you see success across all your organization? And you've had the opportunity to do it from the ground up. So maybe speak to sort of how you've developed those.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it was seeing what was feasible and practical, you know, out of the gate. Remember when we first started at the back house, it was very experimental, right? And kind of learning, you know, what the KPIs could even be. So what we saw was we kind of just did an average weighted from like our strongest reps that we've had over time to our weakest reps that I don't want to say weakest, but maybe most untrained or, mm-hmm. or less evolved sales reps that could still cut it, right? That were still making money for the company in some way, but may have not been like the strongest people at the time. And then we made it somewhere right in the middle there, right? So with seasonality, like for instance, like this month, we adopted and kind of changed the KPIs just a little bit to adapt to the seasonality of it, because a lot of agents are, you know, kind of in that mindset of let's wait until January, of course. And, you know, obviously we have strategies to try to overcome that, get them to see the value of marketing when other agents are taking their foot off the gas and what have you. But, you know, seasonality is seasonality to some extent, right? So we try to keep it flexible and make sure that it's something that's attainable, right? That is something that is realistic for them to hit, but also not something that's, you know, easy and that's not going to be challenging, and that they're not going to have to really show up every day and give their best effort to reach as well, too.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.